Okay, Shalom Rabbosai. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Tzadi Vav. We have the schus to finish the 10th parak in Shabbos and begin the 11th. So let's get right to it. We had been talking about the shiurim, for a kli cheres, a pottery vessel that when it becomes broken, when it has a certain size of a hole, it is no longer considered a kli, no longer mekabel. So Amar Ravasi, Ravasi said, on the top line, Shonin, we learned, Klecheres Shiruba Kones Mashka, the shear, for not to be called a Kli and to no longer be Makabel Tuma, is if water can get inside, if liquid can get inside of the Kli from the outside. Velo Amru Motzi Mashka, Elenin Gistra Bovad. And they only said enough to for liquid to go out of it, i.e., which is a smaller hole. Is for a gistra. A gistra, we mentioned yesterday, is a shard, is a piece of pottery. Let's say you have, a flower pot that that broke, but you have a usable shard to carry either water or a coal or some sort of whatever. So that's a gistra. So when is a gistra no longer considered a usable kli? That's when it has a hole the size that water will leak out of it. That's a smaller shear than what water will get in. My time, what's the reason? Because we don't make a gistra out of a gistra, meaning that we explained yesterday that if a piece of pottery, let's say a flower pot breaks, so you may use one of the broken pieces, but once that already starts to have a hole, even if it's a tiny hole, so people are just going to throw it out, you're not going to make a gistra out of a gistra. Okay, so therefore the shear is smaller. Amar Ula. Ula says, "Pligi batrei amorayim b'ma'arava." There is a machlokas in Eretz Yisrael in terms of two amorayim, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Zavda. Chad Amar kamotzi rimon, v'chad Amar kashoresh katan. One says that the shear for the hole that will make a flower pot no longer considered attached to the ground in Mekabel Tuma. Well, I guess it's the opposite, meaning if a flower pot is no good, then if it's broken, then it's considered attached to the ground. But either way, the shear is, according to one of them, it's a rimon. That's the standard shear, usually, when the kli is considered unusable. And one says it's enough to get a root out of it once it has that size of a hole. So then it is considered attached to the ground, and the pot, in, the pot, what's inside the pot, or the pot, will no longer be mekabel tuma. Yisimaneich, and the way you can remember it is a very interesting usage of this phrase, echad amarbe ve'echad hamamit. And the continuation, obviously, is bilvad she'ikaved libo l'shamayim. This is a phrase used by the Gemara at the end of Menachos and elsewhere to describe that even though a person brings a korban mincha, which is just some flour, and a poor person will bring a korban mincha, as opposed to a cow or a sheep, which is much more expensive, the Gemara there says, someone who gives makes a lot, gives a lot, someone who gives a little, as long as his heart's in the right place. The Ramah uses this phrase also, interestingly enough, by drinking on Purim. That there are two different shitas, as perhaps you're aware, how much, or many different shitas, in terms of how much you should drink. He said, the Ramah says, you know, listen, just as long as you have your kavanah l'shamayim. So here we're saying, not really bilvad shechav elibin l'shamayim, but just that you can understand that one of the amorayim says a big shear, or the size of a rimon, right? That's a sizable hole in a flower pot. And the other mandamar says that it can be a hole the size of a root. So that's a smaller shear. And either way, that's the machlokas over there. Okay, Amar Rav Chinna Bar Kana Mishmei de Rabbi Eliezer Kli Cheres Shiuro Kamotzi Zesim. According to Rabbi Eliezer, a Kli Cheres for a piece of pottery, so the shear for to no longer be considered a kli is the size of an olive. Umar Kashisha Bere de Rabba Messiahimba Mishmei de Rabbi Eliezer Bere Hein Kli Gholim Uklei Avanim Uklei Adama. So they said this in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, that they're the same as these kelim made out of galalim, out of dung, out of avanim, out of stone, and out of adama, out of that's already clay, meaning those that we had pointed out before, that those are clay adama are different than kli cheres, is that they're not finished and baked in an oven, so they are not as sturdy. But either way, that's the same shear. She'in mekablim tuma lo medivrei Torah v'lo medivrei Sofrim. Right, they're not mekablim tuma. Once they have this size hole, Because I, so then they are no longer in Mimikawatuma, even me, they're about it. Well, Linyan Samipasil, but if they're fully wrapped all over the place, Rubo, as we saw yesterday, if you have a Samipasil, you have some sort of wrapping around the Kli, so then until half of it, or more than half of it, has broken off, and then it will no longer be considered a Kli. Okay, Hadron Alach HaMatznia, Viter to another Perek, the Perek HaZorik. The 11th parak in the Masechta, and this, as far as I know, is the last parak that the majority of the parak deals with Hotzah. I've been dealing with Hotzah for quite a while now, and as far as I can remember, this is the last one that deals primarily with Hotzah. We are now talking about, at least at the beginning, Hazorik. If you throw, right, we've been talking about Hotzah in terms of carrying things into Rosh Hashanah or into Rosh Hashanah, etc. This is, what about throwing? Does that count? So the Mishnah says, Hazorik Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. If you throw from Rosh Hashanah into Rosh Hashanah, or Rosh Hashanah into Rosh Hashanah, or vice versa, Chayev, you are Chayev. Right, assuming there's a Kira and a Hanachah, you pick up a ball, you take it from your house, you throw it into the Rosh Hashanah, it comes to rest in the Rosh Hashanah, boom, you are Chayev. There's no difference between taking it out and throwing it. But what about now the following case, where you threw it from one Rosh Hashanah to another? You have two houses, let's say, for example, we're going to see the examples, what exactly is going on here. But let's say, you know, for purpose of illustration, you have two houses on either side of Rosh Hashanah. Since Rosh Hashanah is pretty big, so let's say a guy has a pretty good arm, he throws it from one house into the other. The Rosh Hashanah is in the middle. That's a machlokas Rabbi Kiva the Chachamim. Rabbi Kiva machayev the Chachamim potrim. So the Mishnah says Ketzad. What is exactly this case where you're going to be potter according to the Chachamim? Obviously in Chayev according to Rabbi Kiva, but really you'll see in a second the focus here is potter according to the Chachamim. What is this case of throwing from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah and with the Rosh Hashanah in the middle that you're going to be potter? Let's say shtei gezuz toros zu keneged zu Rosh Hashanah. Let's say you have two balconies across from each other. You live in, I don't know, Upper West, in Washington Heights, whatever, in Eretz Yisrael, live in Yerushalayim. You have two balconies, one across the street from the other, the Rosh Hashanah is in the middle. So Hamoshit Vazorik Mizu Lizu Pater. If you throw or you Moshit as you pass from one to the next, so you are going to be Pater. Hayushteim Bidyuta Achas, but if they were both of them were on one side of the Rosh Hashanah, right? You have two, again, you have two, let's say, balconies on either the same building or buildings next to each other, on the same side of the Rosh Hashanah. Echad Hamoshit, Bidyuta Achas, sorry, Hamoshit, if you pass it from one to the other, Chayiv, then the Rabbanan will admit that you are Chayiv, but Azori, but if you throw from one to the other, then you are Pater. What's the difference? So the Mishnah explains, Shekachai Avodas HaLevim, this is exactly what the Levim used to do in the Mishkan. You would have two wagons, one after the other. Right? Again, in terms of background, so when very often Am Yisrael would move in the Mishkan, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kasher Yachanu came Yisrael, Hashem would tell them to start moving place to place, so they would have to take down the Mishkan, and they would transport it on wagons, even though the Anei HaKavod would help them out. Fine, okay, details in the Midrashim over there. But either way, the Levim would load up the Mishkan onto wagons, and part of the Mishkan were these krushim, were these long, huge poles that consisted of the outer rim of the Mishkan. They'd be put vertically, and they went up really high, 20 amos, we mentioned. So they would be loaded onto these agalot, onto these wagons, and you'd have one in front of the other. Basically, they would pass it from, let's say, behind one wagon to the back wagon, and then to the front wagon. So that was the Avodas HaLevim. Shtei Agalos Zu Achar Zu, back in the Mishnah, one after the other. Rishus HaRabim, they were in the Rishus HaRabim in the Midbar. Moshitin HaKrushim Mizu Lizu. They would pass the Krushim, the boards that constituted the Mishkan, from one to the other. Right? So that would be exactly how they did it. So if you therefore pass from one balcony that's on the same side of the street to another, that's exactly the same thing. You'd pass, let's say, a broom, I don't know, whatever. So then you're going to be chayev, because that's exactly what the Levium did. Avol lo zorkin, but they wouldn't throw it because the crushing were really heavy. So zorkim is going to be potter aval aser. Okay. Okay, let's see on my base. Michti says the Gemara. Zrika tolda dehutzai. Throwing, if you're going to tell me that's asumi daraisa, right, like Rabbi Akiva, so then it's a tolda of hutza. Yeah? Because it's not going to be av malacha. Rashi points out, obviously. So the Gemara says, hutza gufa hecha ksiva. Hutza, where do you see that hutza itself was written that it is aser? We would have perhaps wished this to be on Beis Amud Aleph, but okay, here it is on Sadi Vav Amud Beis. How do you know Hotzah was Aser? So the Pasuk says, again, we've pointed out before that basically, how do you know all the Malachas are Aser on Shabbos? It says, Lo Sasu Malacha on Shabbos. Don't do Malacha on Shabbos. And we have two and maybe four Malachas that are specified in the Chumash. One of them is Havara, lighting a Lo Sivar Oesh B'chomosh V'osechem Yom HaShabbos, don't light a fire. Might have Kotzer and Choresh, I think. I forget which ones it is. Now that it's because it depends on whether you hold that pasuk is talking about Shemitah or Shabbos. And the fourth one is Hotzah, and that's the pasuk says. Damar Krav Vayitzav Moshe Vayaviru Kol Bamachana. Moshe commanded and Vayaviru, and they passed out a voice in the camp. Now this is talking about when Moshe said that they had it. Excuse me, enough gifts already. They had collected enough materials to make the Mishkan. So Moshe sent out a message saying that they were done. So Gemara says like this, Moshe Eichan Hava Diyosef. Where was Moshe? But Machane Leviah. He was obviously in the Levite camp. Well, Machane Leviah, Rishus Rabim Havai. Machane Leviah was in the Rishus Rabim. Rashi says, Shayu HaKomitzu Yemetz HaMoshe Rabbeinu. Because everybody was there. It was Rishus Rabim. In the middle, at least, obviously not Moshe's tent, but it was Rishus Rabim. The Kal Amar Leila Yisrael Lo Sakifu Vatesu Mirshasya Vididhu, the Rishus Rabim. And he said to Ben Yisrael, no longer you don't need to bring anything from your Rishus Yachid into the Rishus Rabim to the Machane Leviya. So Gemara says, I have his question, Mamai the Shabbos Kai, how do you know if Pasuk doesn't say that was on Shabbos? How do you know it was on Shabbos? Dilma Bachol Koi, maybe it was during the week. Umishim the Shlaim Alay Malacha, maybe they just finished the Malacha. I didn't need any more, I don't know, gold, wood, jewelry, maybe he was just saying we're done. So Gemara says kedichtiv, because the pasuk says hamalacha. Oh, kedichtiv, like the pasuk says hamalacha hayadayam, because the malacha was done, was finished. They had no longer any need for any more items. So Gemara says gamar havara havara meyom kippurim, because we have gzeir shava. It said vayitav Moshe again, like I pointed out before, vayaviru kol b'machana. Well, I guess the pasuk says, right? Ksivacha vayaviru kol ha-machana, uksivasam, and then it says by Yom Kippur, v'havartah shofar teruah, you should blow a shofar, but it says v'havartah, you should, I guess, cast out or make a proclamation, a shofar teruah, ba'aretz? I'm not sure. I forget the hemshech of the pasuk over there. But either way, you have the havara, right? The word avar, right? That whole concept of sending out or passing out. That's gzeir shava. Mala halam b'yom aser afkan b'yom aser. Just like they blew the shofar on a day when it was aser, i.e. Yom Kippur. So too, that pasuk is talking about Yovel. That they blow shofar on Yovel and on Yom Kippur of that year. But again, it was Yom Kippur, which is aser. So it must be that the havara that was done by Moshe Rabbeinu was also done on a day that was aser. Therefore, the Shabbos. So there, that's the pasuk that the Gemara quotes. So Gemara says, "Ashkechan hotzah." So therefore, you've told me the hotzah is aser, but achnasa minolan. How do you know that bringing something in from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yachid is also aser? So the Gemara says, "Svarahi." Well, that's just logical. Michti, let's see. Rishus, who mali lafuke mali eluye. If it's aser to go from Rishus to Rishus, what's the difference if you're going out or you're going in? Miu, however. Hotza av malacha, right? Hotza av, the hotza, taking it out is the av, achnasa tolda, and bringing it in is the tolda, and we're going to see what's the difference. Umichti, and let's see, ahamachayev, ahamachayev, who cares? You tell me, one is the av, one is the tolda, you're chayev for both of them, Amai Kari Lehi Av, Amai Kari Lehi told him. We've had this Gemara before. At least we definitely mentioned in passing. Why would you call one an Av and one a Toldos? The Gemara says, Nafkamina di Avid Shte Avos Badi Adadi. If you, the Nafkamina is, the difference would be if you did two Avos at the same time, Inami or Shte Toldos Badi Adadi. So then Mechayev Tarti, you'd be Chayev for two. Bavi Avid Av, Toldi Day, if you did an Av and it's Toldos, so then Lo Mechayev Ella Chada. You're only going to be chayiv once. Therefore, we need to know which is the av and which is the tolda. Okay. Obviously, if you're going to do both of them, so you don't need to know which is the av and which is the tolda, but you need to know, if you do, let's say, several toldos underneath one av, so then you'd be chayiv of one. With Rabbi Eliezer, the chayiv, I told him about Makam Av, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says, and that we learned earlier, that he's chayiv. Yeah, a person is chayiv if he does a tolda and an av, he's chayiv shtayim, he's not chayiv one. So amai kar le av, amai kar le tolda, why would you call one an av and the other a tolda? So the Gemara says, hach to have a mishkan chashiva kar le av, hach to lo have a mishkan chashiva kar le, lo kar le av. If anything was chashiv in the mishkan, anything that was done in the mishkan is called an av, anything that was not in the mishkan, it was not a significant maisa that was done in being the mishkan, so then it is not called an av. Inami, or another answer that might be shayach to us by Otzah, the hach de tziva, anything that is written in the Torah, kari av, haida lo ksiva kari tolda. So what is written in the Torah, i.e., even though through Xer Shava, that's fine. The malacha that's written in the Torah, that's going to be an av, and what's not written in the Torah, that's going to be a tolda. Okay. The hach de tziva, now the Mishnah says, the Gemara says like this, that which we learned in the Mishnah, hold on. We're going to learn in a couple of days from now. Let's say you throw Dalet Amos, and you're throwing, let's say, a piece of slime, like my kids like to throw. Yeah, and it slams into the wall above Yud Tvachim. So that hits the wall above 10 Tvachim. Is that considered Moshes Yachin, Moshes Rabin? Right? We know that above 10 Tvachim, Moshes Rabin is a Makom Ptur. So that's Kazorek Ba'avir. That's as if you're throwing it into the air. And you are potter. Even though the item sticks to the wall, it right and it stops in the air over the Rishus Rabin. So since Rishus Rabin only goes up to 10 Tvachim, as we're going to discuss, so that is you're not going to be a chayiv for that. Okay, lamata mi Tvachim, but if it's lower than 10 Tvachim, so then kizarech ba'aretz, then it's as if you threw that slime onto the ground, and you're going to be chayiv. Ba'aretz dalet amos, v'azorik ba'aretz dalet amos, and if you throw something that comes to rest on the ground, and if it travels dalet amos, then you're going to be chayiv. So when it says zorak that, sorry, zorak dalet amos, b'shus rabin bin nolin mechayiv. Well, where'd you get that from? Well, that's very nice, but how do you know that throwing dalet amos, right? We have havara of dalet amos, right? That's we've had. But what about throwing? How do you know that that's chayiv? So Rabbi Yoshia, shekein orge yirios zorkin machteim zelazet, that the weavers of the yirios for the mishkan that would make the yirios that went over the mishkan, so they would throw the machteim, their needles, from one to another. So Gemara says, little word challenge here. The weavers machten lamaluhu. Why do weavers need to have needles? All right, a weaver works with a loom. So a tailor works with a needle. So it says you're right. Elon Kane Tofer Yurio Zorkin Machtenzel. Yeah, fine. Enechinami, the tailors or the people who would sew SEW, the Urios, they would throw their needles from one to the next. Somebody says, well, that doesn't prove the thing. Maybe they're sitting next to each other. So that doesn't tell me that throwing something Dalet Amos or Shusar Abim is going to be chayiv. Gemara says, "Matu adadi b'mechten." No, they would if they were sitting so close to each other, they might stab each other with their needles. So they must have been far enough apart. Gemara says, "Well, the dimla b'toch arba amos, dimla b'toch arba haviyasve." So therefore, maybe they were sitting inside dalet amos. That doesn't mean that they were throwing each other past dalet amos. 6 feet is kind of far. So ella amar chizda shekin orgiriyah zorkin buchyar b'yiriyah. So, okay, let's go back to another, what we said before, that we're talking about the weavers, so the weavers are working with a loom. Well, the loom has, again, I'm not sure exactly which part this is, but they have something called a shuttle, and that's what they would use to bring it across the length or the width, I forget which one, either way, but of the urios, and that would create the weave. And they would throw this piece of the loom to each other. Skomar says, "Valo odobiado." What do you mean? The process of weaving is that the guy has to hold it in his hand. He has to and pass it, if I'm not mistaken. And while the weaving process is done, he's holding that item. So the Gemara says, "So what do you mean they threw it from to each other?" So the Gemara says, "Beniska basra." No, it's the last. When they just finished the Urios, the last time that they have this item in their hands, right? That there's no longer any thread, and then when they will throw, then they can throw that item, that shuttle or the piece of the loom to the other weaver. The Gemara says, "I have a makom patur kozla." One second, the item, the part of the loom, the shuttle that they're throwing, passes over the loom itself, and that is a makom patur. Even though the loom stoma is in Rosh Hasharavim, so if it's less than 4 tfachim long, or I guess deep, so that's going to be a makom patur, right? Because it's not big enough to be a Rosh Hasharavim. It's not. It is sort of its own rishus. But if it's Rashi, where is it? Rashi says over here, if you look at almost like halfway down the line, "Haba makom ptur azla bein dofne hayariyav ein zeir shesarav mel makom ptur." Why? The ein rochav dalid. It's not rochav. Usually is wide. It's not for. I forget exactly which direction it needs to be in. But lemais, it's big enough to make it to take it out of rishus shesarav and not big enough yet to be a rishus hayochid. So basically, so it's going through a makom patur. It can't be that they're throwing it from behind one loom over the loom to another weaver. So Gemara says, you're right, enechanami. So then Ella, well, that's not in the Gemara, but the Gemara says, Ella shekin orge yirio zorkin buchir l'shalehem. No. So they would throw this piece of the loom would be borrowed from one weaver to the next, and they would throw it to someone else who was going to use it on another loom. So the Gemara says, "Gabi hadadi have yosvei." Well, maybe they were sitting next to each other. So the Gemara says, "Matu hadabi bechevetz," because then, if that was true, then the edge, the corner of the urios would get stuck in the other machine. Right, they didn't want to, right, if they're going back and forth across the whole entire weave, so that you don't want to interfere. You have to make sure that they are far enough away. So the Gemara says, "Vidilma shalchufei hava mishalchufei," but maybe they were. They were staggered, meaning, if you can imagine a bunch of looms in a row, so you could have one facing north-south, the other one facing south-north, then another one facing north-south, meaning the guy could be sitting at the other edge of the loom and then stagger them, alternate them, and then they wouldn't run into each other, they wouldn't have any issues. Vesu, and also, Misha Ili Bahadadi, did they really borrow? Right, if you're working on a loom, you're going to borrow someone else's piece of his loom? Vatanya Luda, Luda is an Amora, is a name. Right, one of the fun names in Shas. Luda, Munbaz, Sumchus. So Luda taught, Ish, Mimalachto, Asher Hema Osim. Each person would do the work that they were doing. That's talking about the building binyan Amishkan. Mimalachto osa ve'ino osa malachas chavero. The person would do his own work. Wouldn't do anybody else's work. Wouldn't use Rashi says he wouldn't use anybody else's tools either, because he would have his own stomach. People are not sitting there waiting for the hammer to become available. So Vesu and further. So mavir arba amos v'shir abim minolim demechayev. How do you know that even someone who carries dalet amos is chayev? Meaning that would be what's the pshat here? Meaning, this wouldn't teach me that Mavir Dalet Amos Pesharabim would be Chayev. We still haven't. Again, we said before that there's the pasuk on top teaches us that Hotzah is Chayev, but we're just looking for Mavir Dalet Amos. We're trying to figure out where. How do you know that passing something Dalet Amos? Right, we started the Mishnah saying Hazorik Arba Amos Bakotel, Hazorik Baaretz Arba Amos, and the question was. Zorik arba amos b'rishus harabim minolam dechayiv. How do you know that when you throw something into Alar Amas, Bereshis Rabim, you're b'chayev? So if you're telling me that this is the makor, so you still wouldn't be able to tell me, you still wouldn't know that carrying something into Alar Amas, Bereshis Rabim, would also be b'chayev. Right? So, in a chenami, meaning if even without all of these questions, this wouldn't be a great makor, because we're looking for something, yes, in a chenami, the question was, how do you know that throwing something into Alar Amas, Bereshis Rabim, is chayev? But l'maisa, that's not rooted in, but it goes along with the isser of carrying something Dalet Amos Pesher Avim. And if this was the Makor, so then we wouldn't know that carrying something Dalet Amos Pesher Avim would be Chayef. So the Gemara says, Ella, rather, no. Kol Arba Amos Pesher Avim, Gemara Gemirila. All of this is Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Maver Dalet Amos is Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. There is no source. We got them from Moshe Rabbeinu, who got them from Kosh Baruch Hu when he was learning Tereh on Har Sinai. Okay, so that's how you know Mavr Dalet Amos, Zorik Dalet Amos, Bereshis Rabim. Right, again, we started talking about throwing from balcony to balcony, but how about if you just throw something and it rests on a wall that's less than Yud Tvachim, that's Chayiv, because your Mavr Dalet Amos or your Zorik Dalet Amos, Bereshis Rabim, that's different than throwing from balcony to balcony, but it's also Midaraisa. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Shmuel. And then we're going to talk about this a little bit and then get into some Agadah to tomorrow. There is an episode called the Mekoshesh Eitzim. The Mekoshesh Eitzim, coming up depending on which country you're in, by the end of Parsha Shlach. So the Mekoshesh Eitzim was someone who, well, we'll see what he did. The Gemara's going to have a Machlokas. And he was put to death for it. And it's a short Parsha. Basically, he was a Mekoshesh Eitzim. He literally means gathered wood. And they put him to death on Shabbos. And the Gemara here is going to discuss exactly what was going on over there. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Mekoshesh, the guy who did this malacha, Mavir Dalet Amos Pesher Rabim Mavir. Like the Torah doesn't say what malacha he was chayav for. So according to Rav Yehuda, he was Mavir Dalet Amos Pesher Rabim. But Masnisa Tana, with the Mishnah, Tolei Shavai. Really, he was Tolish. He detached the wood that was growing from the ground. He was gathering wood, and that's, as we know, if you check the mission, that's one of the malachos, to gather wood and organize them, put them in a nice pile, that is one of the malachos. The Gemara says, Lamai nafkamina, who cares? What's the difference? Well, he was chayav misa, he was put to death. What does it matter what malacha he was violating? L'kidei Rav, Dama Rav. It's important for something that we mentioned way back at the beginning of the Masechta. Rav says, Matzati Megillas Starim Bei Rabbi Chiya. I found this hidden Megillah in Rabbi Chiya's base medrash. Super cool. The Kosev Bey, and it's written in it, Isi ben Yehuda says, Avos malachos arbaim chazar achas, there are 39 malachas Shabbos, ve'inu chayev el achas. You're only chayev one. That must be, and as Rashi points out, that means if you do it, then b'shogeg, obviously, if you do them b'mezid, you're chayev misa many times, but obviously you don't need to tell me that the guy's only chayev one misa, he's going to be put to death. So, that's the end of it. So obviously it means that you're chayev one chatas. So the Gemara says, aschas v'sulo? Really, you're only chayev one chatas for violating all of 39 malachos? If you do a mishogeg, that's not, we learned in the Mishnah, and we've mentioned several times, avos malachos arbaim chasar achas, there are 39 malachos Shabbos, v'avinun bo, and we understood about this, minyana lamali, why do you need a number? We can count them, right? Well, you don't need to tell me how many there are. From Rabbi Yochanan, Shemason Kulam Halamechan, Chayav Kol Achas Me'Achas. If you do all of them, you weren't forgetting your Chayav for every single one. So we reinterpret Isi Ben Yehuda's statement to mean, there are 39 malachos, and Ema Eino Chayav Al Achas Mehen. And you're not Chayav Shoge, Korban Chatas, and slash Misa, really, Rashi says. There's one of them you're not Chayav Misa for. The last Rashi on the Omud, Eino Mechayev Alachas Mehen, Misa Yishbehen Achas She'eino Neragolav. There's one of them you won't get killed for. V'lo Pirei She'ezuhi, but he doesn't say which one. V'ashal Rabbi Yehuda, and let's see the Gemara, back in the Gemara. So therefore, there's one Malacha that you're not going to get Chayev Misa for. So Rabbi Yehuda, Pshidalei Dam Avir Chayev. So according to what you say the Mekoshesh Eitzim was put to death for, that will tell you that malacha is not the one that you don't get killed for. So Rabbi Yehuda pshitalei d'maver chayev. Rabbi Yehuda will say that hotzah maver dalet amos is not one of the ones that you don't get killed for. Right, a lot of negatives, but yeah, okay. Masnisin, according to the Mishnah, the right, we said in Mashnisatana that it was Tolesh. She delayed the Tolesh Chayev, right? He knows that Tolesh is not one of the malachos that you won't be put to death for. For Rav Acha bar Yaakov, according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Pshita Ma'amer Chayev, right? He holds it's obvious that Ma'amer is not the one that you won't get put to death for. Mar Sover Ha Mias Lomasafka, Mar Sover Ha Mias Lomasafka, according to, you know, whichever one of these Mandamars, they're going to hold that their Malacha is not the suffix of Isi Ben Yehuda in terms of what is getting put to death or not. Okay, we'll say Shkoye Godo, we'll go weiter and hear the Geshas tomorrow with some more, with some analysis about the Mekoshesh and other things, and Mitzvah Shem will have the schuss to go weiter in the Heilige Shas. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.